Good morning. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. Good morning, LeBron.
Good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, it's hot and dusty.
Yes.
May get some rain a little bit later this week, but if you want to head down to Mayo and enjoy some of the shade, maybe take an early morning walk or a late evening walk, the nice thing about the nature trail at Mayo Park, the biggest majority of it is in the shade, correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir. That is 100% right. Most of our nature trail is in the shade, is out there. We have been having a lot of guests out there walking lately, and it makes sense to me now why people are out there walking. It's definitely in the shade versus walking around a track or walking anywhere outside in the blazing heat. So I always encourage people to come on out and try the trail system. We do have a new trail signage up to get people to keep people on course and keep people on track. So yes, please come on out and enjoy our trail system at Mayo. You can do something as short as a 15-minute walk. You can do something as long as a 5K, which, you know, takes you however long you decide to do it. But definitely just come on out and give us a come on out and check us out. We'll be more than willing to have you stop by the office and see us, and we'll be more than willing to point you in the right direction.
Now, LeBron, for folks that want to do camping, they can never book too far ahead, so to speak. 336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park. The address, 1013 Neil Store Road, right there at the Education and Environment Building. If you own an RV and you're wanting to camp at Mayo Park, they can accommodate you with water and electric hookups. They have an on-site dump station. But now they stay pretty booked up on the weekends. But if you like to do some camping midweek, they can pretty much accommodate you anytime, say, between Monday and Thursday. They also have cabins available for rent that have heat and AC. No bathrooms in the cabins, but the bathrooms and showers are within a reasonable walking distance. Also, tent sites available, picnic shelters available, free first come. Now, if it's a certain particular picnic shelter that you would like to use, you can reserve it and it'll be ready when you are, and it's a very minimal fee. If you're having a wedding, a family celebration, or reunion, the perfect place may be the Education and Environment Building. It's available for rent as well as the amphitheater. Call them at Mayo Park for more information, 336-597-7806. We'll be finding out more information about the Arts, Parks, and Rec Department at Mayo Park in a few minutes. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Good morning. We appreciate you tuning in to Radio Roxburgh. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. LeBron, good morning. Appreciate you coming out and sharing some information with us. Now, LeBron, as far as activities for those folks that like to just kind of play something like bingo and stuff, you all have done some of that, but what's the status of the bingo games at this point in time?
Like last week when we had it, we did say it was canceled, but however, we do plan on bringing it back for three dates in the month of July, July 2nd, the 16th, and the 20th. In the 22nd, July 2nd, 16th, and the 22nd, we will be bringing bingo back at the county office building. It's $8. It's $8 a card, and you get cards with that. And if you want to purchase more cards, you just pay an extra $2. But again, just remember the dates: July 2nd, the 16th, and the 22nd. At the county office building, it's from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So come on out and enjoy bingo. Like I said, we had to cancel it the other week, but however, we do have three dates set for July. Any questions any questions you may have, just give us a call at 597-1755.
So LeBron, That will be three nights of bingo the month of July, correct?
That is correct. July 2nd, the 16th, and the 22nd. Those dates are set in stone for us.
So that'll be Tuesday the 2nd, Tuesday the 16th, and then did you say the 22nd?
That is correct.
That'll be a Monday. So 336-597-1755 for more information about bingo sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. I made mention about walking the nature trail at Mayo Park. From anywhere in the county, for less than 10 to 15 minutes of drive, you can be at one of the many parks throughout the county that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. You'll find walking tracks. Some have playground equipment, and some have bathrooms available. So get out and enjoy beautiful Person County. And if you have any family or friends coming to town to visit, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, in many cases you can do things for free. Take them out to some of the beautiful scenic areas of Person County. If they like to play tennis, you have the option of playing at Huck Sansbury or Person High School. If you want to play disc golf, they have a disc golf course at Mayo Park, Piedmont Community College, and out at Hyco Lake. So lots of things to do without breaking the bank in Roxburgh and Person County. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
I definitely would 100% agree. Now, also, I need to stand corrected. You were right. It's the Tuesdays in the month of July, so it's the 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I stand corrected. I looked at the calendar, and it's just the Tuesdays. So the 2nd, the 16th, and the 23rd for bingo.
Now, LeBron, just a question. As far as summer camps, are they still going on or getting ready to start?
Is so summer, late to sign up? Yeah, so summer camp, this is, I know for a fact, maybe the second or third week of summer camp. I do know they've been on some trips. I do not know if they still taking sign-ups or they still have registration, but just give us a call at 597-1755, and we can get that answer for you. If we are taking reservations, I mean, if we are still accepting kids, they'll be more willing to help you out.
LeBron is going to pass along some information to us about tennis, baseball camps, and the New York trip. Now, LeBron, you've got some really important information pertaining to the trip to New York about folks need to have their trip paid for by what such a day?
By August, the 11th. So if you have been paying on your trip or are still interested in the trip, it needs to be paid in full by August the 11th. So just remember that. We are going to New York. You just know it must be paid in full by August the 11th. And also, speaking of trips, Rob, we're already planning a trip to D.C. for next year. So just be on the lookout for that. It's not set in stone yet, but it's in the works. And just be on the lookout for it and stay up to date with us through the Parks and Rec system. Also, we have a tennis tournament that's coming. Our annual tennis tournament is coming up in August 2nd through the 4th. So it's a pretty nice tournament that we have every year. And just know this year it is scheduled for August the 2nd through the 4th. Last but not least, Rob, two more things. We do have baseball and softball camps going on through the Parks and Rec system. The baseball camp will start July 8th through the 12th, and softball is also the 8th through the 12th. But just simply give us a call at 597-1755 to get more information or to get signed up for the camp or whatever the case may be, and we'll be more than willing to help you out. Last but not least, we do have our group fitness starting back up July the 8th. Group fitness does start back up. So, you know, we've been having group fitness every month, and it comes and goes, but needless to say, we're having a brand new session to start up the week after the 4th. Please give us a call at 597-1755 if you got any questions about it or want to sign up for any of these camps or the trips.
Sounds like a lot of good things going on through the Parks and Rec Department. 336-597-1755, that's the number to the main office of the Parks and Rec Department. Also, you can call Mayo Park 336-597-7806 or stop by the office at Mayo Park, which is referred to as the Education and Environment Building, 1013 Neal Store Road, or check them out at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex right there at the Kirby Gallery, open Tuesday through Friday 1 till 5, Saturdays 10 to 4. The number to the Kirby Gallery is 336-597-1709. And again, ladies and gentlemen, get out and enjoy beautiful Roxburgh in Person County.